Quad Cities Classic Rock Station for 25 years, Classic Rock 97X, and there is Aerosmith at 7:30 from Toys in the Attic with Sweet Emotion. Coming up here in just about 10, 15 minutes' time, Monty's going to join us for the Musical Minute, giving you yet another chance to win tickets to see Styx, along with Kansas and John Waite. They're going to be in Waterloo, and that's going to be happening on February 15th. And right now we're joined by the gentleman who is actually making the picks, the guitar picks, for James J.Y. Young, and I guess the rest of the band. It is Greg Collins from Legend Picks here in the Quad Cities. Greg, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, Darren. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Now, how did you get into the business of pick making?
Well, it's kind of a long story and a short story.
Okay.
In 1990, I was playing in a local band called Last Iowa Exit.
Uh-huh.
We did the old Moose Club tour.
Yeah.
The Rock Island Moose Club quite a bit. And we wanted to get some picks to kind of have some fun with. And no one could sell me just a small quantity and a great quality guitar pick.
Yeah.
And I could buy them, but I needed to buy 2,000 or so, and they were pretty inferior quality. And so I said, well, I'll take this on myself, and I'll do my own thing. And a couple of trips to Chicago to a plastic show, and doing a lot of research, it just turned out that I was able to work up the process, and it evolved into a product that was great for me. And I said, wow, you know, here's a nice niche for the gazillion guitar players in the world that might want a personalized pick. And it just evolved into a product that worked out good for me and thousands of folks throughout the world.
And when you say personalized, we're holding the ones we're holding the picks here that are going to be used on the upcoming Cyclorama tour, the Styx 2003 tour. So it's basically got Styx and JY on the one side, and it's got the Cyclorama tour 2003 on the other side. And this is what you mean by personalized.
Right.
And you've been working with all kinds of people. How did you get involved with networking into some of the bigger names in rock?
Well, it's amazing in that the music industry is based on all, as you say, networking and contacts and just getting out there and working in the streets. And really, my first artist that I had was Pat Travers,
uh-huh,
back in the early 90s. And that just kind of grew into...
Did you just go see him, or did he contact you? Or
I saw Pat play, I think it was up in DeWitt, early 90s, and talked to his guitar tech, talked to him a little bit, and we just struck up a conversation about guitar picks.
Yeah.
And it's amazing about guitar picks in that, you know, these artists have, million-dollar studios.
Yeah.
And when they go on tour, they have, you know, million-dollar setups. But when it comes right down to it, as far as, you know, their personal feel and that, what is most important to them is the look and feel of a guitar pick, a little 10-cent guitar pick.
Yeah.
And so striking up with Pat was great, and it just kind of took off from there. I met a lot of folks in the road crews throughout the world, and the word just spread. And the interesting with the Styx contact, I had been working with a guy named Keith Marks out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had sent me a press kit for James Young, who was doing a solo thing back in the early 90s. So I was working the angle through him a little bit and he wanted picks for JY and his band.
Uh-huh.
And then I had met a guy named Mark Newman, who was the Damn Yankees guitar tech.
Okay.
Actually, I met him up in Cedar Rapids at a show up there. And I saw him in California about a month after I'd met him down here initially. I was walking through a crowd at a convention, and we happened to make contact with and we got striking up a deal, and next thing you know, we're doing picks for Tommy and Ted, and even some for Jack Blades, used to use thumb picks.
Yeah.
And it really has just taken off from there. I mean, you know...
Some of the people that you've worked with, then.
Really, if you look at any late 70s band, I probably do their picks.
Is that right?
And that's kind of cool because that was my era.
Yeah, those were the ones that you grew up listening to.
Yeah, you know, talk about Styx. Those guys were idols to me, and now to be doing their picks and I'm not in their inner circle, but
they call you up and say, hey, Greg, we're going on tour. We need some picks. And
right.
So how many picks does a band like Styx order for the upcoming tour?
Well, the guy called the other day, their tour manager, again, Keith Marks, and said, just print as many as you can. Do not stop printing the picks.
Is that right?
For Tommy, because I guess they're just throwing
out,
just a gazillion of them.
Yeah.
But if you take last year's tour, for example, they probably went through, I bet, 10,000 picks throughout the crew.
Now, how are picks different? Obviously, anyone who's ever picked up a guitar and used a pick knows that some are stiffer. Some, you know, you can just the different gauges, I suppose. So how different are guitar picks? And a bass pick is going to be heavier than a guitar pick.
They can be. It's all personal preference. Some of my picks, like the ones you
right.
But there are picks that are very thin, very flexible, and some that are just very, very stiff.
Right.
And it's a matter of just personal preference. And it's odd that and even different sizes too. Some are a little bigger. Some folks even use like a penny to pick a guitar with. So it's difficult to really pinpoint why a person likes a certain kind of pick.
Now, what's the process of making picks? You actually make them yourselves, or?
We do. We have some of it spread out throughout the Midwest area here, but we have a shop down in the village of East Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this a place where local musicians can stop by and get their picks personalized, or?
Well, we keep very odd hours
down
here, and it's really more of a...
They would have to make an appointment, maybe, or something?
Just shoot me an email, and we can talk about the website a little later here as well. But the process is really involved. It's about a 30-step process.
Really?
From getting these are made out of the old classic celluloid, like the old standard Fender picks.
Uh-huh.
That material is only available now in Italy and Japan.
Really?
So you've got to get it in states. You've got to we punch it. We tumble it like a rock tumbler to smooth the picks down. We then kind of cleanse it and clean it out. Concurrently, we're doing the etching of the plates and doing the artwork setup.
Right.
What's neat about us, we're really kind of the Lexus of the guitar pick business in that each one of our picks are physically touched and looked at and put into a press. So it's not a mass process.
Uh-huh.
I mean, every pick that leaves our shop has been physically touched about four or five stages. And so that's why, you know, when artists out there look for quality products at reasonable prices, they look our way because they know that if they come to us, they're going to get something that they're proud of, that they like, and that the fans are going to love.
Now, Styx is going to be on tour, and they're also going to be playing at the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday. Now, I don't know whether or not there's going to be, if they're going to be televised or not, but if they are, they need to be looking for what kind of pick?
They need to be looking on their mic stands for it's a white pick, and it has orange lettering on it. And
okay, so the white pick with the orange lettering, you know that was made by Greg Collins. Now, you mentioned you do have a website, and if people want to check that out, it's what, Greg?
It is just legendpicks.com.
Now, some of the backstage opportunities that you've had, who have you had a chance to go backstage and hang out with because of what you do?
Really, probably most of the artists that I've done for, and if I just name a few here, you know, if you mentioned Styx, Ted Nugent, Eddie Money, Slaughter, Rush, anyone from the late 70s, Kansas.
You had a chance to meet Eddie Van Halen?
I did meet Eddie Van Halen. I met him in California a couple of years ago, and I was scared to death because he was on my short list of folks to meet.
And
I was sitting talking to him, very quickly talking to him. I gave him a few picks and said, Eddie, have your guitar tech, give me a call.
Check him out.
And let's work out a deal. And I've yet to hear back from him, but I'm still hopeful that at some point in time we can work out a deal.
That'd be quite a little coup. Greg Collins from Legend Picks. Once again, you can get a hold of him. You check out the web at www.legendpicks.com, and that's in just in the village of East Davenport, right?
Right.
Greg, kind of an interesting story, really interesting story for someone who's a big music fan and amateur guitarist, I guess.
Yes.
And I want to thank you so much for coming in, and we appreciate it. And who knows, maybe very, very soon, not that I am a musician myself, but maybe when we're out and about doing some remotes, we can get Greg to work up some 97X picks for us. That would be very, very cool.
We'll take care of you.
Greg Collins, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll check out Monty and his Musical Minute and give you a chance to win some tickets to see Styx. And when you're at the show, you can check out the white and orange picks that Greg Collins made for the band. We'll come back and we'll get into Tom Petty next on Classic Rock 97X.